Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text 38. Koti Priyaso Sura Balaka Harer Upasane Sve Ridhi Chidra Ravat Sataha Swasyatmana Sakyor Ashesh Dehinam. Samanyata Kim Vishayo Papadinai. Okay. Ka, what? Ati Prayasa. Difficult endeavor. Asura Balaka. O sons of the demons. Hare, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Upasane, in discharging the devotional service. Sway, in one's own. Riddhi, core of the heart. Chidravat, just like the space. Sataha, one who always exists. Swasya, of one's own self or the living entity. Atmanaha, of the supersoul. Sakyu, of the well-wishing friend. Asheshaha, unlimited. Dehinam, of the embodied souls. Samanyataha, generally. Kim, what is the need? Vishaya upapadanai. With activities delivering the objects of the senses for sense enjoyment. Translation and Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. All my friends, sons of the Asuras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Super Soul feature always exists within the cores of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, He is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities. There is no difficulty in worshiping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in His devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessary producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? Purport, because the Personality of God is supreme, no one is equal to Him, and no one is greater than Him. Nonetheless, if one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is easily obtainable. The Lord is compared to the sky, because the sky is vast, yet within the reach of all, not only of human beings, but even of the animals. The Supreme Lord and His Paramatma feature exists as the best well-wisher and friend, as confirmed in the Vedas. Sayu jau sakyau sakayu. The Lord and His Super Soul feature always stays in the heart along with the living entity. The Lord is so friendly to the living entity that He remains within the heart so that one can always contact Him without difficulty. One can do this simply by devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam. As soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtana, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. A devotee immediately comes in touch with the Lord by any or all of the items of devotional service. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vananam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. Therefore, there is no difficulty in coming in contact with the Supreme Lord. Koti Priyasaha. On the other hand, going to hell requires great endeavor. If one wants to go to hell by illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication, he must acquire so many things. For illicit sex, he must arrange for money for brothels. For meat eating, he must arrange for many slaughterhouses. For gambling, he must arrange for casinos and hotels, and for intoxication, he must open many breweries. Certainly, therefore, if one wants to go to hell, he must endeavor very much. But if one wants to return home, back to Godhead, there is no difficulty, difficult endeavor. To go back to Godhead, one may live alone anywhere in any condition and simply sit down, meditate upon the Supersoul and chant and hear about the Lord. Thus, there is no difficulty in approaching the Lord. Adanta Gobhira Vishitam Tamizram. Because of inability to control the senses, one must go through great endeavor to go to hell. But if one is sensible, he can very easily attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the Lord is always with him. By the simple method of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the Lord is satisfied. By the simple method of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the Lord is satisfied. Indeed, the Lord says, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachiti Tadaham Bhaktyuparitam Ashnami Priyatatmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. One can meditate upon the Lord anywhere and everywhere. Thus Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends, the sons of the demons, to take this path back home, back to Godhead, without difficulty. Koti priyaso sura balaka harer upasane sve ridi chidravat sataha swasyatmana sakyur ashesha dehinam samana yaktak kim visha yopapadanai. All my friends, sons of the asuras, Supreme Personality of Godhead in his super soul feature always exists within the cores of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, he is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities. And there is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in his devotional service? There are so many, why are they so addicted to unnecessary producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? The Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Pavitram Yidam Uttamam, Pravakshavagamam dharmyam susukam kartum aviyam. That this knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives one direct perception of the self by realization, it is everlasting and is joyfully performed. So susukam kartum aviyam. That is joyfully performed. Well, in order to get happiness in the material world, one has to go through so much misery. But in devotional service, the very activities themselves become enjoyable. So that's the difference between spiritual and material. Material means that is always getting boring after some time. Bhoga tyaga. We want to enjoy bhoga, and after some time we want to renounce tyaga. On the other hand, devotional service is Nitya, nitya, nava, nava, yovana. It's always fresh and new. And therefore the pastime, the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Krishna are transcendently sweet like sugar candy. As it says, Krishna nama, charitadi, sitapta vidya, pito patapta rasana, nikanu, kinvanara anudinam, saiva, jala, dushta, Savikramad Bhavati Tatkala Mulahantri. The holy name, the form, the qualities and pastimes of Krishna are transcendently sweet like sugar candy. Although the tongue of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya cannot relish anything sweet, it is wonderful how by simply chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within one's tongue and one's disease is gradually destroyed at the root. So in other words, Krishna consciousness is always potentially blissful, but due to the contamination of the material energy, therefore we can't taste anything sweet, this sweet holy name. It's like if we're going to have a Sunday feast, and there's many delicious preparations, but we put a glove on our tongue, then it's very difficult to understand how nice the preparations are. One has to take the glove off, and then one can actually taste the preparations. Similarly, by becoming purified, then one can actually experience what Krishna consciousness actually is, what it's like to be conscious of Krishna. Therefore, it's recommended that Jnane Priyasa Udapasta Namanteva Jivanti Sanvukaritam Bhavadiya Vartam Stane Sita Shuti Katam Tanuvang Manobir Ye Priyasa Jita Jipta Taistri Lokyam. That one should try to give up the tendency towards mental speculation, because being covered by the material nature, by the modes of material nature, naturally arises the idea of mental speculation. Because we don't see things clearly, therefore, actually what we see is the modes of material nature. And therefore, what we're actually seeing is what we're imagining through the three modes of material nature. We're not seeing things as they actually are. We're seeing things as we imagine them to be, through the modes. The imagination is created by the modes, but that's what we take as reality. Therefore, one should try to give up this tendency towards speculation, especially speculation that what will be good for me, what will be bad for me, in terms of the material energy. There may be good things, there may be bad things, but ultimately it's all bad, because the very material existence is bad. Therefore, one should jnane priyasa udapasta namandeva jivanti sanmukaretam bhavadiya vartam. One should try to find out what's the ultimate good, shreyas, what's the actual ultimate benefit that we can get from this human form of life. What's the ultimate benefit, what's the ultimate beneficial activities, as explained here, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevayam, Vandanam, Archanam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. That these are actually auspicious activities for the soul. Well, there may be auspicious or inauspicious activities for the body and the mind, and even our intelligence and our ego, but if we should perform activities also which are beneficial for the soul, ourselves. And these activities are described as being relatively easy to perform compared to the endeavor necessary to go to hell. Krishna says, Tanaham dvishata kuran samsareshu naradamam shipram yadrasam ashubam asri shveva yonishu. That those who are envious, so material life is simply based upon satisfying our envy. Enviousness. We're envious of God. We want to become God, so we're hankering to become God, and we hate the fact we can't become God. We're trying hard to dominate the material nature, and we're having a hard time, and therefore we're becoming angry and frustrated. Therefore, Tanaham Dvishata Kuran, those who are envious and mischievous. As soon as one becomes envious of God and denies His supremacy, denies His instructions, then all the activities that one is doing are not beneficial for oneself, nor will they be beneficial for anyone else. Samsaresha Naradamam. And therefore, such persons are placed into the samsareshu, which means repeated birth and death. The ocean of material existence. And Krishna says they're Naradamas, especially the Naradamas. Because the Naradamas, they have the ability to create horrible things meant to destroy the world. Mudhas, they don't do very much. Because there's four kinds of living entities. Some of them are intelligently lazy. Some of them are actively intelligent. Some of them are actively foolish. And some of them are lazy foolish. But the worst of all of them are the active foolish, like the monkeys. They perform so many mischievous activities and create so much disturbance. The lazy foolish, they can't do very much because they're too lazy to do anything. So the mudhas, those who are in ignorance, generally they don't do very much. But the naradamas, they have great plans to create horrible, as Krishna says, etam drishtim avashtavya nashtatmano na buddhya pravat yugura karmana shaye jagatohita. Following such conclusions, atheistic conclusions, materialistic and mayavadi conclusions, they're lost to themselves, and therefore they create horrible and beneficial works which are meant to destroy the world. So especially the Naradamas, those who are so-called civilized, but are actually simply sinful, simply after lust, anger, and greed. They create things to satisfy their lust, anger, and greed, and therefore become dangerous to themselves and everyone else. Therefore, tanaham dvisha takura, samsaration naradama. Therefore, Krishna puts them into the lower species of life, so they can't do so much harm. If you're a mosquito, you can harm one or two people, but you can't harm the whole world. Shipramiyajas from Ashubham, Asrishveva Yonishu. And therefore, he perpetually persons into the demoniac species of life. Asram yonam apana, muda janmani janmani, mama prapyaiva kuntiya, tato yantyara mamgitim. Therefore, obtaining repeated birth amongst some species of life, they can never obtain me, and thus they gradually sink down to the most abominable existence. So Krishna puts them in there because that's what they want. They want to forget about Krishna. They want to imagine themselves to be the controllers. So let them become a controller as a tiger. Let everyone see, when they see the tiger, everyone becomes afraid and runs away. One thinks, I am the Lord here. The same person who was nothing in human society, no one took him for serious, now becomes the king of the jungle. So at least he's king of something. And what is the ultimate service? Everyone has to render service. So Krishna says, Trivida narakasedam, dvaram nashitam atmanaha, kama krota tata lobas, tasmat etam trayam chaget. Simply serving the dictation of the senses, lust, anger, and greed. So anyone who, in the human form of life, simply dedicated to lust, anger, and greed, and gives up the shastra, gives up the scripture, Yakshasra vidim usrija vartate kama karata dasasidim avapnoti nasukam naparamgitim. Those who give up the scripture, especially the scripture, says the conclusion of it is yomam eva masamudo janiti purushottama sasaravit bhajante mam sarabhavena bharata. Anyone who knows me is the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is said to be the knower of everything. And therefore they engage in full devotional service. Of this there is no doubt. Itite gyanam akyatam guyam guyatama maya vishrim shaitara sheshanaya iti guyatama shastram idam yuktva mayanaga etam bhutva buddhimat sat krita kritas chabharata. This is the most confidential part of all the Vedic knowledge, that anyone who knows this will become wise and his endeavors will know perfection. So one who denies Krishna's existence, one who won't follow Krishna's instructions, and in this age, one who won't chant Hare Krishna, then they can obtain neither peace nor happiness nor the supreme destination. One may imagine oneself to making progress, but unless one gets out of the material concept of life, there's no progress whatsoever. One is simply accumulating karma for one's next life, whether pious or impious or a mixture of the two. One will simply find himself again in another species of life or another form of life, or maybe in the human form of life again, but simply struggling again to become the so-called Lord of material nature and enjoy here. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? I don't think we're going to get too many questions. Any questions? Okay, we'll stop there. Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.